אנחנו קוראים מתוך הספר תלמוד 10 הספירות כרך א',
We are reading from the study of Tess. We are in Inner Observation, Chapter 9, Item
99.
Again, we are in Inner Observation, Tess Volume 1, Part 2, Inner Observation, Chapter 9, Item 99. When the light of Chokhmah passes to its place through the Keter, it leaves its root in the Keter. 99. From the aforesaid, you can thoroughly understand the matter of the incorporation of the ten Sefirot in one another and in one another endlessly. For example, when the first two Sefirot emerge, namely Keter and Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah must emerge from En Sof and must therefore pass through the Keter before it comes to the Sefira of
Chokhmah.
Because the light of Chokhmah shone in the Keter once, namely, as it passed through it, it is therefore impossible for it to ever be absent from there. Consequently, it necessarily implies that even after the light of Chokhmah has reached the Sefira of Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah still remains complete in Keter. Thus, the Sefira of Keter now has two lights, being the light of Keter and the light of Chokhmah.
That's called that we're not lacking any in spirituality. If the light was somewhere in some desire and some sfira, so it remains. A new light comes, it also has a place. Next.
Item 100. When the light of Bina passes through Keter and Chokhmah, it leaves its root in them, and so on, in the same manner. Item 100. It is the same with the light of Bina, because it must travel through the preceding Sefirot before it comes to Bina. It necessarily acquires its place in Keter and Chokhmah as well. Thus, there are now three lights in Keter, the light of Keter, the light of Chokhmah, and the light of Bina. Likewise, there are two lights in Chokhmah, the light of Chokhmah and the light of Bina, and one light in Bina, namely, her own light. It continues in the same manner until the light of Malchut emerges. At that time, the Keter has all the ten Sefirot, because the lower nine lights have necessarily traveled through Keter, thus acquiring their place there. There are also nine Sefirot in Chokhmah, because all the eight lower Sefirot below her traveled through her and remained there. Likewise, there are eight Sefirot in Bina, seven in Chesed, six in Gvura, etc., through Malchut, who has but her own light, because there's no other Sefira below it to pass through it.
Yofi. Moscow 1.
Good. Moscow 1.
В связи с переходом с предыдущей статьи, вот вопрос такой выходит, ну, если это что...
According to what we went through in the previous article, here's the question. Is Sfira a state of me towards the goal?
I don't want to confuse people with your questions. Kiev 1.
Yes, the Rav, what's kind of confusing here, if I understand correctly, he calls the Sfirot by the name of lights. He says that there's light of Chokhmah, light of Binah, Keter, but it's a different Partsuf. How can you...
Light that appears in the Sfirah of Keter, light that appears in the Sfirah of Chokhmah. So what's the question?
Well, he says that the light of Binah travels somewhere, moves somewhere. Then he says in the previous item that according to what we discussed before, you'll understand the integration of the ten Sfirot, that they integrate with each other.
A Sfirah is the world to receive that the light shines on it. That's why it's called Sfirah, from the word shines. Just the will to receive is not a Sfirah, it doesn't shine, but if there's light in it, in that will to receive, so the Sfirah shines, the will to receive shines. So what are you asking?
I'm asking how the Sfirot, he doesn't call the Sfirot by the name of lights. He says that one goes into the other and rises. What?
No, obviously the Sfirot themselves don't change and don't go from place to place. The Sfirah is a desire that can be in equivalence of form with the light, and then the light can shine in that desire.
Так, а что он нам здесь хочет объяснить? То есть он хочет объяснить, как свет входит в парцуф просто.
What does he want to explain to us here? Wants to explain to us how the light enters the parcuf? That's it?
Yeah, how the light enters the parcuf, the keter, and goes from keter to chokhmah, chokhmah to bina. That's what he wants to explain. And also when the light goes from place to place, it also remains in the place it was already.
Да, вот это непонятно. Что значит, что свет остается, оставляет свой корень?
Yeah, this is not clear. What does it mean that the light leaves its root there, or what does it mean?
When the light shines, look, even look at the titles. Where are we? When light appears once in a degree, it remains there for eternity. That's in 98 what he explains. Every light that appears once in a degree, or sfira, doesn't matter, remains there for eternity. That he explains in 98.
Так а что значит, no. Что, извините, что он не сдвигается оттуда? Мы же учим, что он передвигается.
So what does it mean that he doesn't move there for forever?
It's something else. It's not the same light that was there. When a light appears at a place, it remains there and also keeps going to a lower place. But where it was, so it was, and it remains. That's called that there is no lacking in spirituality. Look what he writes in 99. When the light of Chokhmah passes to its place through the Keter, it leaves its root in the Keter. Meaning that in the Keter, the light was in Keter and then descended to Chokhmah, but it also remains in Keter. And that's how it is in every place. That's why when he reaches Malchut, so he shines in each and every place from Keter to Malchut.
So what's the root of the light?
The root. That's where it appeared. And from there it descended low to lower places. But it doesn't let go of the previous place. It remains there and it stayed. That's how it is in spirituality. Different laws than our world. From our world. It's different laws. Look in 100. When the light of Bina passes through Keter and Chokhmah, it leaves its root in them. And so on in the same manner. than the rest of the Sfirot, he wants to say. Meaning, every light, if it enters from Keter, then through all the other Sfirot, it descends to Malchut. So in each Sfira, it also remains. That's called that there's no lacking in spirituality.
Okay.
We're in 101. So what does he say? There is no direct light in the vessel of Malchut, but only reflected light. Here it's something else. That's why he starts from there is.
However,
regarding the above-mentioned light of Malchut, both the light of inside her and the light that is incorporated from her in the first nine Sfirot is only reflected light. You already know that since the restriction onwards, a screen was erected on the Sfira of Malchut, and the light of Ein Sof is not received there. Instead, a coupling occurs there because of the encounter of the light of Ein Sof with that screen, at which time a new light emerges and rises from the screen of Malchut, called reflected light, that shines up to the Sfira of Keter. It thus clothes all the ten Sfirot from below upward, which is the only way by which it is contained in each Sfira of the upper nine Sfirot.
Here it's something very special. The lights that pass through Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, till Malchut, they all go from above downward. From Malchut, they don't enter Malchut. Malchut can't receive this light. She's below the Tzimtzum, below the restriction that took place in the world of Ein Sof before. And Malchut performs a striking. She rejects the light that it won't enter her and supposedly sends it back. She doesn't accept the light into her. And then what comes out of Malchut is called reflected light. And that reflected light comes all the way till Keter, till the root of all the light that enters the Paltzuf. And in that, in every Paltzuf, we have nine Sfirot of direct light from Keter to Malchut, not including Malchut, and nine Sfirot of reflected light from Malchut to Keter. And they remain in the Paltzuf, and they exist in the Paltzuf. That's it.
Niv.
Kuf Bet Aleph. Hamalchut.
Item 102A. Malchut is regarded as the Keter of the ten Sfirot of reflected light. 102A. The Sfira of Malchut is the source of the new light, and every source is regarded as Keter. Hence, Malchut is regarded as the Sfira of Keter, of that new light. The Sfira before her, namely Yesod, is regarded as the Chokhmah of the new light. The one before her, meaning Hod, is regarded as Bina. Finally, the upper Keter is now regarded as Malchut, meaning the one that receives from this new light.
Ну, Киев, Майерак, Кцат.
Киев, just quickly.
Вопрос короткий, да. Вот вы объяснили, 9 сферот прямого, 9 сферот отраженного света до Малху, да? Это где происходит в Парцуфе? В Рош?
Ло-ло-ло-ло-ло.
No, no, no.
No.
It, we'll see. afterwards. We're still, that's why I said it's something, sure, it's something that belongs here. There's a light that enters the ten sefirot, it comes from Keter till the Yesod. Doesn't enter Malchut. And then Malchut rejects the light back, and then it rises from Malchut to Keter and doesn't enter Keter. So there's nine sefirot of direct light from Keter to Malchut, not including the Malchut, and nine sefirot of reflected light from Malchut to Keter, not including.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Можно ли утверждать, что
Thank you, Rav.
Бальсулам описывает процесс?
Can we say that in item 101,
I don't want to speak about your wisdoms. Why don't you study what he's teaching?
Ничего нельзя. Нужно учить, что написано. Нужно хайвим.
We must learn what's written and not build all kinds of fantasies on it.
Santiago.
Santiago.
Rav, estoy confundido. Siento que siempre hemos aprendido de que Malchut recibe la luz de Nefet.
I'm confused. We always learn that Malchut receives light of Nefesh. Now we basically say it doesn't receive anything.
You're right. Your confusion is right. And we'll talk about it. Now I can't scrutinize it. Yep.
Florida.
Florida.
Thank you, Rob. So is it that we're missing the screen for the reflected light to return back to Keter, covering all the Sephirot on the way?
Yeah.
We didn't speak about it here. I'm studying what is written.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, האם ספירות יכולות להיות מקור האור או שתמיד
Rav, can ספירות be the source of light or the light always clothes the ספירות?
It can be the source of the creator.
So it clothes them?
Shine, because they have equivalence of form with the creator. That's why the light from the creator, or the creator you can say, can shine through them. That they have the restriction screen and reflected light, and that's why the light can appear and shine in them. Okay. PT
14.
Is the topic we are studying here integration, incorporation? When we read that the first nine sefirot draw their light, then there's also illumination in the upper ones. There's benefit to that. In Malchut, there's no illumination in the upper ones when she draws the light, so she needs a different method for incorporation.
There's something in what you're saying, but it doesn't work in that way. We'll talk about it. Next.
Kuf Bet Bet.
Item 102,
2.
Kuf Bet Bet. 102,
2.
Bet Mahalachim.
The 10 Sefirot of direct light expand from above downwards. We have learned that in each degree of the 10 Sefirot, we should distinguish two courses of 10 Sefirot that extend from Ein Sof. The first is of the 10 Sefirot that extend from Ein Sof, from above downward, from Keter to Malchut. These are called the 10 Sefirot of the direct light, for they descend in straightness from above downward, by a gradual order, from the refined vessel to the coarser, and from there to the coarser still, through Malchut, the coarsest of all.
No questions, so we're going to keep going. Meaning, Sfirot of direct light are from above downward.
103, 10 Sfirot of reflected light expand from below upward.
Yes.
103. We have another course of 10 Sfirot there. These extend from the Sfirah of Malchut, from below upward, meaning from Malchut to Keter. In that case, Malchut becomes the origin of the new light, called the Ten Sfirot of reflected light. They are called by that name, for they are imparted and emerge in an opposite order of degree. That is, it does not extend and travel from the refined vessel to the coarse one, so the last receiver is the coarsest. On the contrary, it extends and travels from the coarsest vessel to the one that is less coarse. Finally, the last receiver is the most refined, which is why it is regarded as illuminating from below upward.
Yeah, here we're speaking about the 10 Sfirot of reflected light from Malchut to Keter. Okay?
PT13. In the 9 Sfirot of direct light, do they have a restriction?
Of course, they have a restriction and a screen and reflected light. Otherwise, the direct light wouldn't enter the Sfirot.
So what does it mean that they come to the Malchut and then the Malchut there makes their restriction?
The restriction in a way that she doesn't want to receive this light. She doesn't want to accept it directly. So then in the Malchut, the restriction is revealed.
But there is restriction in the previous first 9 Sfirot, so.
But in Malchut is the will to receive itself, that not in the first 9.
Exactly, so what's the difference here?
The difference that in Malchut there's nothing but the will to receive. That's why she can't receive anything from the direct light, but only to restrict it and reject it.
Chadera 1. Are we learning here how the direct light and reflected light are clothed?
We're learning how the direct light is clothed in reflected light. Yes. PT 19.
He says in 103 that we have another course of 10 Sfirot there. These extend from the Sfirah of Malchut, from below upward, meaning from Malchut to Keter. What does it mean, the essence of that action, from the Malchut to...
That Malchut rejects the direct light that wants to clothe in her because she wants to work in the restriction, and by that she supposedly gives the light, sends it back to its source, which is the Keter, and after she sends the direct light back as reflected light from Malchut to Keter, after that she can already speak about the reception of the light. But that we'll already learn tomorrow.
Malchut becomes this new source of light?
Yes, of reflected light.
Say, we talk a lot about the whole procedure here. Is there a way to connect it to the issue of the work with the ten to better understand it?
If you reach a state that each one just wants to bestow to the others, then you will see that you are entering the laws that we're talking about here.
So you're saying we need to feel it, then understand it.
Either what? How's all of spirituality if you don't feel it, you can't work with it?
Wait, then if I understand it, I can then come to the emotion of it?
If you make of yourself that same action that Malchut is doing, so you'll feel what she feels.
So it's the law of annulment.
Yes, it'll happen in you through annulment.
Rob, can I also ask?
Yes.
We are supposed to reach a state where we are supposed to receive in order to bestow, but how can you have to receive in order to bestow, so here the Malchut doesn't receive.
Wait, for now there's a preparation to receive the light in order to bestow, which it starts from rejection.
Chadera 1.
Rav, the masachim between the sefirot of Malchut and Keter, those in specific sefirot, the masach, the screen, is connected to an individual Malchut, or it stands at the Pe?
I'll answer you, but I don't want to answer what we didn't learn, but yes, it belongs to the individual Malchut. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what is the ten sefirot of direct light if the vessels don't respond with their reflected light yet? How is the direct light felt in the vessels?
The direct light can be felt in the vessels because it still doesn't do any action in rejecting the light. It's ten sefirot of direct light. That's it. That the light comes to each and every sphira and passes through them in the laws of the four phases.
What does the direct light build in the vessels?
The direct light builds in the vessels preparations for the rejection. Rejection and restriction. Africa 1.
Oui, Rav, question d'un ami. Quelles sont les qualités d'un kli qui est plus lourd et comment savoir un kli léger au sein de la dizaine?
By us being connected together and wanting to connect, we gradually discover the character of every person according to the corporeal discernments in this world. Then also we can recognize the attitude of the people in the group as much as they can bestow upon one another. And then we come close to a state that we start helping and supporting one another in a way that each one is incorporated in the others of the ten, and then from that, the ten becomes not just ten people, but they advance into a spiritual vessel as much as each one is included of the desires of the others. And then in each one, there is an example, a mold, a pattern of the others, of the ten, in each and every one. And now we can in each and every one, depict to ourselves what direct light means, reflected light, and so on. In such a way, we will advance. The main thing is the work in the ten, from here till Gmar Tikkun. Don't think that afterwards there will be something more exalted. There is no more exalted than the ten. Everything takes place in it. Okay? PT6.
Rav,
I have a general question towards the ending. In light of the rise in the COVID infections in Israel, management decided to cancel the hummus meal at the moment and physical meetings in the center. It looks like COVID is managing us again. What do you think about that?
According to what we hear from the announcements of the doctors, so it's really like that. That's why we have a responsibility not to cause the development of the corona phenomena in our organization. That's why we are canceling tomorrow morning after the morning lesson. We're canceling the meal. Also before the meal, we had a lesson here. So that too is going to be canceled. Anyway, in short, we can't enter our center from today and onward, whoever doesn't actually have work to do here, work in the building. That's it. I think it's a wise decision. You remember how I was, how I used to make sure that keep the law while it was really the corona taking place. Who knows what it'll be? We haven't gone through all these things yet. But still, we need to be alert towards it. I recommend to all our people in all places, wherever they are, to watch over themselves. Be concerned. Concerned of your health.
There are places in the country where there's no problem in terms of the laws that they'd even permit that to convene. Do we need to be extra cautious?
Look, I don't think that it's good if we pull everyone into this meal and to be together. We have a lot of friends all over the world. We'll sit like they are. If there'll be an opportunity, let's say that 1,000 people can come to a meal and a lesson, okay, let them come. But if not, and it's dangerous, so later on they can pass it on to children and women and or the opposite. I don't think it's good. Rabash was against things like that. He was really concerned about health, corporeal health of himself and the others. That's it. And the Board of Health, if it already publishes such things, I have to count on them. It's written the doctor has the permission to heal. So if from above he gets that permission, I have to listen to them. That's it.
Thank you.
Darom 1.
South 1.
No, Rav, can I go back to tests or no?
Well,
the inclination to connect indicates the refinement or coarseness?
Yes. Moscow 1.
Да, спасибо, Рафа. А вот отталкивание это что такое? Снять фокус с одного места и перевести на другое место?
Thank you, Rav. What is rejection? It's to move from one thing from one place to another place.
The fact that he doesn't want to work with his will to receive the way it is, but in a different way, that's called that he rejects the upper light.
Тов, ниф.
Okay, Niv.
Finish
the lesson.
Yes, we have an announcement following what we just heard. Pay attention. Following the rise of COVID infections in Israel and concern for the health of the friends, we have canceled the physical meetings of the Friday lesson and hummus meal until further notice, and record lessons from recorded programming from 10 to 11:25 a.m. Israel time, course of Jewish thought. With this we conclude. Good day, great night.
Da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione, conseguir la libertà, 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 conseguir la libertà. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione, con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione. Rivelato questo, hai scoperto qual è il nesso di una vita di recessione, senza scopo e depressione, al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo, la correzione raggiungeremo, connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator. Connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator, connetterci col creator. Con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di d'azione, con gli amici, solo uniti, tu e gli amici, vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Pa 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 p